Today's reading begins in Numbers chapter 13, verse 1. Numbers 13, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a chief among them." So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord, all of them who were the heads of the people of Israel. And these were their names: from the tribe of Reuben, Shammua the son of Zakur; from the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori; from the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; from the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph; from the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun; from the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Raphu; from the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel the son of Sodi; from the tribe of Joseph, that is from the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi the son of Susi; from the tribe of Dan, Amiel the son of Gamali; from the tribe of Asher, Sether the son of Michael; from the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi the son of Zophsi; from the tribe of Gad, Guel the son of Machi. These were the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun Joshua. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, "Go up into the Negeb, and go up into the hill country, and see what the land is, and whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and whether the land that they dwell in is good or bad, and whether the cities that they dwell in are camps or strongholds, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are trees in it or not. Be of good courage, and bring some of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, near Lebo Hamath. They went into the Negeb and came to Hebron. Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, were there. Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the valley of Eshcol and cut down from there a branch with a single cluster of grapes. They carried it on a pole between two of them. They also brought some pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because the cluster that the people of Israel cut down from there. At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out the land, and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negeb. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone out to spy is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night, and all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the people of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Then all the congregation said to stone them with stones. But the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the people of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? And how long will they not believe in me, in spite of all the signs that I have done among them?" I will strike them with pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they." So these spies are sent in to confirm that the land is everything that God promised it to be, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land with all sorts of benefits, such as, you know, pomegranates, figs, grapes, these different things that they brought back in order to show to them. This is truly the promised land. So the spies bring it back and say, it is the land flowing with milk and honey. However, and they begin to give this bad report where they talk about the fact that these people are too strong, we can't overtake them. Now, not all of them were this way. Caleb, of course, speaks up and says, let's go take it. We're well able to overcome it. But the people, they rebel. They raise a loud cry. The people wept. And even when Moses and Aaron begin to speak to them and talk to them about it, they're ready to stone them until the Lord intervenes. And so our reading ends with, how long will they despise me? How long will they not believe in me? Despite everything that God had done for them, all the many mighty works that he had done. God took down Egypt from being the pinnacle power at that time to the point of, I think, by the time they had been swallowed up in the sea, that Egypt probably had no army left whatsoever. Completely taken down by God. And if he could do that, how could he not do the same with these armies of people that are occupying this land that they are supposed to take? This is why God is so upset with them, is because they do not trust him. It's very important that we realize that we must trust God. If we don't trust God, we're not going to be found faithful. We are not going to be pleasing to him. Distrust is lack of faith. We must have faith in order to please him. So think on that today, and think about ways that you can build your faith and act on your faith. Live in faith, trusting in God. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.